wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. Let's continue with setting up this next Sunday school lesson, which is entitled Sabbath Reforms. Sabbath Reforms. We want to look at the society that we live in. We want to give examination, complex political examination, to the system. And as we go into the deeper meaning of the Sabbath, we will be able to see how we have been commissioned to reform the society, to reform our neighborhoods, communities, cities, state, nation, and the entire earth must come under Sabbath reform. Now, as we set up this lesson, which is found in Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15. The setup is in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31. Remember, Nehemiah is defined as Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yahweh, whichever way you want to pronounce it, YHWH, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Lord comforts. Now, Yahuwah is defined as existing. Now, this system is destructive, causes death, hell, and destruction through warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, genetically modified foods, disease in the food, disease in the water, disease in the economic system, disease in the ecological system, disease in the teaching and the schooling, whether secular, whether religious. This whole system is full of that which is uncomfortable to we who love life and existence. So Yahuwah is existing, is existence, is life, and brings in the condition that is a comfort to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, which means the only reality that can comfort the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed is to bring in a system and a civilization which causes the elimination of oppression, of poverty, of want, elimination of warfare and bloodshed. No, so Nehemiah represents that reality. So verse 31, chapter 10, Nehemiah. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath day or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Let's go up into this. See what we can learn, sisters and brothers. The people, 5971, Hebrew, Sash, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, nation, people, nation, persons, members of one's people, compatriots, countrymen, kinsmen, kindred. So we're looking at whether domestic people who live with you in your nation or people who live outside of your nation. So if the people of the land, 776, this is Eretz, 776, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a feminine noun, seeing the earth as Mother Earth. This is African science and wisdom. Land, earth, the whole earth as opposed to a part, the earth as opposed to heaven, the earth inhabitants, land, territory, district, region, tribal territory, a piece of ground, ground, surface, soil, peoples of the land, land of the living, ends of the earth, lands, countries. So the people of the land, the people that live on the earth, if they do what, Nehemiah? Bring where or any victuals? To bring. Bo. 935. Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To go in, enter, come, go, come in, enter, come in, come with. So these that Nehemiah, that he's speaking of, are bringing something with them. They are coming to Jerusalem. They are coming to Israel. They're coming with something. What are they coming with? They're coming with where. They're bringing where. 4728 Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Hebrew side. Makaka is the word in the Hebrew. Where, and it means, it has to do with, let me go ahead and hit this in the Google Dictionary. A where has to do with pottery. Okay, let me see. An immaterial asset or benefit, such as a service or personal accomplishment regarded as an article of commerce. All right. Let's see. A ware, successful and made, let's see, ware, trying to find some more definitions, sisters and brothers. So if we go with wares, like pottery and that type of understanding, but also any immaterial asset or service or personal accomplishment. So these are sisters and brothers offering something to purchase, that we can purchase, that one may purchase. So wares and victuals, 7668, victuals. Shever, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word means grain and corn. So he says, if any people brings ware, victuals, brings pottery, brings services, brings grain, food to sell on the Sabbath, 7676, Shabbat, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, masculine and feminine noun. So the Shabbat is seen as exuding from the masculine and the feminine. Shabbat, Sabbath, Day of Atonement, Sabbath year, Sabbath week, having to do with produce in the Sabbath year. Watch this. We talked about the 7-day Sabbath. So once a week there's a Sabbath. But there's also a 7-year Sabbath. Once every 7 years, there's a great Sabbath. Then you have 7 of those 7-year Sabbaths that bring us to the year 49 and the year 50, which is Jubilee. So the Sabbath now, people are bringing things to sell on the Sabbath day. 3117, the word day is Yom, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Day, time, year, day as opposed to night, 24-hour period, as defined by evening and morning in Genesis 1, division of time, working day, day's journey, time, period, temporal references, today, yesterday, tomorrow. This is African science. the African ancestors of the human family are they who began to understand day and night, evening and day, a day as a 24-hour time period, a day as a work day. All of that is African science. So the people are coming with things to sell, whether services or goods or food to sell. The word sell, 4376, makar, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to sell, a seller, to sell one's self, to be given over to death, to sell one's self, to be sold. So these people are selling themselves as servants, as day laborers, one might say. As laborers, or they're bringing goods to sell, or they're bringing services to sell. So if the people of the land bring ware, victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy. Lakak, 3947, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to take, to get, to fetch, to lay hold of, to seize, to receive, to acquire, to buy, bring, marry, take a wife, snatch, take away. So these folk are coming. This is a promise to the Most High Yahweh. We will not buy food, grain, services. We will not purchase from they who are selling on the Sabbath day. It says, or on the holy day. Holy is Kodesh. Kodesh, 6944, apartness, holiness, sacredness, separateness, apartness, sacredness, holiness of God, of places, of things, set apartness, separateness. You see, the African Hebrew Israelite nation were seen as a holy nation, set apart for the service of the Most High and for the service of the masses of the people, particularly the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we saw every day as holy and sacred, but there yet were special days in which were more set apart and more sacred, although all of our life every day set apart and sacred for the purposes of the Most High. So it says, sacredness of God and of places. See, we saw not just the Most High as divine, but we saw every place on earth as divine. And we saw all things as divine. Everything on the earth, every portion of the earth, everything or portion in the universe was sacred and holy and set aside for the services of the Most High and for the service of the people, the divine people who were afflicted, needy, and oppressed. So, these folk are coming to sell on the Sabbath and the holy day. We refuse to buy and purchase, and that we would leave the seventh year. Leave, Natash, 5203, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To leave, to permit, to forsake, to cast off or away, to reject, to suffer, to join, to spread out abroad, be loosed, to cease, to abandon, to quit, to forsake and abandon. So we're leaving something here. What are we leaving, Nehemiah? Leave the seventh, 7637, Shevi'i, seven, an ordinal number. An ordinal is defined as one with the forms of service used as ordinations. An ordinal may refer to ordinal may refer to ordinal number. Linguistics, a word representing the rank of a number. You see, we saw numbers as holy and important, and that numbers and mathematics is holy and righteous, and that the whole of the universe is based on mathematics. Therefore, civilization must be based on mathematics. And so mathematics, numbers, and the number seven, which is related to the Sabbath, because all of your Sabbaths take place on sevens. 7 day Sabbath, 7 year Sabbath, 7 times 7, 49. And then you get to the year Jubilee. So seven, the number of completion. And so we're leaving something on the seventh year. And the seventh year, the word year, shane, this is a feminine noun, 8141, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. A year, division of time, measure of time, indication of age, a lifetime of years of life. So we're talking about that science of measuring time by use of mathematics. All of this is African. So we're leaving what? We're leaving the exaction of every debt. Now, exaction is masa. 4853, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Load, bearing, tribute, burden, lifting. Lifting that to which the soul itself lifts up, or that to which the soul lifts itself up. Bearing, carrying. So the tribute. A tribute is a payment. If you pay tribute, in this case we're talking about money, but tribute, let's look up this. Let's see what this word is defined as. Payment made periodically by one state or ruler to another, especially as a sign of dependence. So we're leaving tribute. We're leaving tribute of every debt. Payment of every debt. 3027, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The word is yad in the African Hebrew language. It means hand, hand of man, strength, power. You see, when you pay a debt to someone and you're dependent on that someone, your hands have to work to pay off the debt. Your strength, your power goes to pay off the debt. Side of land, portion or part. Look, we're talking about a system that through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, through colonialism, through all manner of wicked economic means, incurs debt from the citizens, debt from the people, causing the people's land to be taken. Part or a portion of the land is taken by the banks, taken by Wall Street, taken by the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We talked about how the tithe is for the Levites. Levites means to join on to. Join on to who? Join on to what? Join on to the orphans. Join on to the fatherless. Join on to the widows who have lost their husbands and the fathers of their children through warfare and bloodshed. Now hard times come. Now the land is taken by the banks. The land is taken by a wicked oppressor and a wicked ruler. Now the children are forced into a drug economy, criminality, criminal economy. And so the African Hebrew Israelite nation were commissioned by the Most High to alleviate and eliminate all of that wickedness. And every seventh years, all debt was wiped clean in Israel. And the Israelite nation were commissioned to free up the masses. And as the masses would come in, the masses of the oppressed, poor, working class, proletariat would come in and join with Israel and pledge to help Israel free up other sisters and brothers. And so the tithe was used to alleviate and help the people to subsist in Israel till they were able to get a footing in society and become positive contributors to the movement to free up more oppressed people. So no debt. Every 7 years, all debt canceled. Look at what we are living under today. Look at the student debt. Students in debt to colleges and banks for millions of dollars. Some never able to come out from under such wicked debt. That is usury. That is illegal in Israel. We are to preach this for the entire earth and use the Sabbath to reform the entire earth. You may say impossible. I say whether it is impossible or not in our minds, this is what we must preach. So every 7 years, debt wiped clean. Debt, no debt, slavery, no debt. Look at the mortgages. Look at how the banks have robbed the people through exorbitant interest rates on mortgages, through great mortgage pricing that is overpricing the land and robbing, pilfering the people. Look at this credit card debt. Look at how much interest they charge on your credit card. Look at how nations in the third world are under crushing debt because of the International Monetary Fund, which is controlled, an instrument that is controlled by the House of Rothschild out of London in Britain, and they use the International Monetary Fund and they solicit leadership. They'll tell leadership, this is what happened in Egypt. International Monetary Fund came into Egypt and said to Mohamed Morsi, we heard you making all manner of promises to the people, but won't you let us come in and wreck your economy? You'll be okay. Elite leadership in the Muslim Brotherhood will be okay. We know this is against Islam. You see, the principles that we're speaking of are in Christianity. They are in Hebrew or original African Hebrew Judaism, African Hebrew culture. These principles, you find them in Islam. Usury and abuse and debt is illegal in Islam, in Christianity, in Hebrew, or what you may call Judaism. It's illegal in Hindu and Buddhism. It is illegal in Voodoo and Juju. It is illegal in the indigenous religions of the earth by the indigenous peoples of which these religions are rooted in. So these principles that we are speaking of, so when the International Monetary Fund came into Egypt, they said to Mohamed Morsi, look, we're going to wreck your economy. You'll be fine. We're going to administer usury. We're going to abuse the people economically. We're going to rewrite the tax code and exorbitantly tax the poor, the working class, the masses, the oppressed, the needy. We're going to drive gas prices through the roof, oil prices through the roof. We know that in times past, even under Sadat and even under Mubarak, that the people were subsidized. This is the International Monetary Fund talking now. The International Monetary Fund told Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, we know that we have wrecked your people. We know that Sadat and probably Nasser as well, Abdel Nasser, wanted to help the people, so he began to subsidize the people because we, the International Monetary Fund, drove the prices of food so high the people couldn't afford it. So Nasser implemented a system to help the people so that the people can live and subsist until the society is totally reformed. Is that not what we're reading about in scripture here? And even Sadat, even though Sadat sold the people out to Israel to help Israel continue to kill and destroy Palestinians, nevertheless, from what I understand, he nevertheless kept implementing that subsidizing system, that system of subsidy, so that the Egyptian people could eat and have food and the basic food so they could eat and live, even though the International Monetary Fund wrecked the people and drove the food outside of the realm of affordability. So you get to Mubarak, a despot, a neo-colonialist doing the work of Europe and doing the work of the House of Rothschild International Monetary Fund, but even he subsidized the food for the people so they could eat. Now you get down to Mohamed Morsi after the so-called People's Revolution of Egypt. Mohamed Morsi promises to do right by the people. Muslim Brotherhood promise to do right by the people, but they get into power and they take the deal by the International Monetary Fund. International Monetary Fund says eliminate the subsidies, drive up oil and gas, drive up the price of food, redo your tax code. See, this is the root problem in Egypt. And this Bible, this scripture is saying eliminate the debt. Look at all the debt in Africa and in Asia and in the Middle East put on the backs of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Look at all of the debt in Central and South America, the Caribbean, the Isles of the Pacific. Look at all of the debt, the oppressive debt put on the people in the United States of North America. Suppose every 7 years, all debt was eliminated and you wouldn't have to work to pay off this debt forever. Your strength, your power would not have to be used to pay off this never-ending debt. It talks about the debt, the word for debt, a sign, a monument, a part, a fractional part, a share. So sign, look, sisters and brothers, you in Greece, you have the selling of signs and monuments to pay off the debt. That is God, that is illegal in the eyes of God, Goddess Yahweh. You have the selling of monuments and signs all over places that are famous and are popular destination places. You have famous buildings being sold off to pay off debt. No, the scripture says eliminate the debt. Get rid of the debt. And then the next 7 years, eliminate the new debt. So no one is made a debt slave. Debt slavery is illegal. Let's take the next break. See you on the other side of the break.